Hey, let's do a few dictations. One is gonna say chart review, Deerbrook, D-E-E-R, Brook Emergency Hospital, date of visit, 12/22/22, Dr. Wagner. First patient, LP, 22-year-old woman seen with asthma attack, required Ativan, Duonep, Solumedrol, and even Lovenox before the CT scan was back. The exam always says negative for Dr. Wagner, so I'm not sure what he saw to give her 1 mg/kg of Lovenox. But the CT did come back, and there was no evidence of PE or pneumonia. Subsequently, he sent her home with Proventil HFA. She's having a hard time breathing. She says every 2 hours she has to do an inhaler, or she gets short of breath and starts wheezing. She called the hospital to see if there was a prescription for prednisone for her, without me asking her, but there was none, and of course none was written because I only saw Proventil HFA. Nevertheless, because of her breathing problems and issues, she's going back to the hospital now. Period. Please consider follow-up steroids for someone with severe asthma attack who receives Solumedrol in the emergency room. Next patient. Next patient is going to be AR, 8-year-old child with flu-like symptoms, temp of 100, flu A diagnosed, Tamiflu prescribed, beginning to feel better. Next number is DT, 21-year-old with right-sided pain after she was hit by a grocery cart. She received Norco and Toradol in the emergency room, labs, CT of the chest, CT of the abdomen, CT of the head, CT of the C-spine were all negative. Patient was sent home with tramadol. No loss of consciousness reported. Patient was happy with the care. Next patient is OP, the 8-year-old child with vomiting, headache, lack of appetite, positive strep, treated with amoxicillin, left message for mom just now. Next patient is SP, 5-year-old with vomiting, fatigue, swab test negative, diagnosed with pharyngitis, treated with amoxicillin. Grandma says he's beginning to get better. Next patient is PA, 50-year-old woman with hip pain, x-ray negative, except for DJD, treated with tramadol. She says she couldn't get the prescription filled because they told her they can't fill Dr. Wagner's prescription at the pharmacy, in quotation. That doesn't make sense. Dr. Wagner writes multiple prescriptions for tramadol, Tylenol number 3, and nobody has rejected that in the past. Not sure exactly what she meant, but she was happy with him. Next patient is AS, who's an 8-year-old with cough, fever, runny nose, fatigue, diagnosed with flu A, chest x-ray negative, treated with Tamiflu. Chest x-ray showed pneumonitis, treated with Tamiflu. Already beginning to feel better. Next patient is DM. Family was happy with the doctor. DM is a 43-year-old woman with possible hemorrhoids, treated with fentanyl, and then the thrombectomy was carried out and was sent home with tramadol. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is DW, 56-year-old male with cough, runny nose, back pain, labs negative, chest x-ray negative, strep test negative, given Solumedrol 125, Norco 10 milligram. EKG ordered by Dr. Wagner showed atrial fibrillation. He writes nothing about the atrial fibrillation, but the patient tells me that he used to be on blood thinner. He was switched from blood thinner to aspirin because he's going to have surgery coming up. He also tells me that he was able to get the zithromycin but not the Norco, so he was at the different emergency room because he needed pain medication and was not able to breathe. Again, at Deerbrook, chest x-ray was negative. And strep test and swab test and lab work were negative. I'm not sure exactly why he couldn't get his Norco filled at the pharmacy, but he thought Dr. Wagner was fine. The next patient is FH, 70-year-old female with a headache, Vital stable, treated with toradol, fentanyl. Potassium was 6.4, then came back at 4.8. EKG was abnormal. The patient was looked there for her heart. And then given fentanyl and tramadol, sent home, left a message for the patient.
Okay.
Hang on 1 second. Reticulocyte. That's an old way of checking for anemia. Sorry, I'm back. Next patient is MM, 41-year-old male with left knee injury, positive effusion, negative fracture on the x-ray, treated with tramadol. Patient was happy with the care. Next patient is CR, 29-year-old with swollen eye, diagnosed with conjunctivitis, treated with gentamicin, also received a whopping 50-milligram dose of prednisone in the emergency room. The number left was a bogus number. Next patient is AB, 25-year-old young lady with abdominal cramps, CBC, CMP, urine analysis, UPT, CT, all negative, treated with toradol, Norco in the ER, sent home with tramadol, doing much better. Mom says her periods have been terrible. They're going to see OB-GYN to get on birth control pills. Next, they lack the doctor in the at our facility. Next patient is DG. He's a 22-year-old young lady with fever, chills, vomiting, low back pain. Diagnosed with UTI, dysmenorrhea, treated with Levaquin and Toradol. The phone number left was not a working number. Next patient is LH, 14-year-old with headache, cough, runny nose. Treated with flu A was noted on the lab test. Treated with tramadol and Tamiflu. Sleeping too much, so she's not taking the tramadol anymore. But they like the doctor. I told them to take Motrin and Tylenol. MM, 61-year-old woman with elevated blood sugar and tingling feet. Lab X-ray EKG negative. Cardiac workup negative. Blood pressure was elevated, so Dr. Wagner added clonidine. He added clonidine, 0.1 milligram at bedtime. Left message for the patient to call me back. Next patient is GC. He's a 58-year-old with left knee pain. X-rays negative. Treated with over-the-counter anti-inflammatory. Diagnosed with sprain. GC. We just talked about that. MD is a 6-year-old young man with fever, chills, temp of a 99. Swab test negative. No treatment. Sent home with nothing. Left a message for family to call me back. Next patient is CW, 31-year-old woman with broken fake fingernails. The nail was removed in toto. Sent home with Tylenol number 3. Left message for them to call me back. Thank you.